Hello and welcome to another Arsblog Arscast on arsblog.com in association, as always, with oleole.com, the football community website. Did you miss us? Last week it was an Arscast-free week in the middle of an international break which seemed to go on forever and ever and ever. So there was no real Arsenal news and I didn't really have the gumption to Arscast. Sometimes you can say, well, there's nothing doing, so let's get a bit creative or stuff. But I just didn't have that in me. So a week off, I think, has recharged my batteries somewhat. I'll be taking next week off and the following week and the week after that. But, you know, there should be one more before Christmas. I'm joking. There's far, far too much football going on for there not to be any Arscast. So what's coming up on this week's show? We have got a player history with the man in the bar. As well as that, the man from East Lower is here to talk about the Wigan game coming up tomorrow. And we take a little look ahead into the future as well, talking about December. Your chance to win a Savile Rogue scarf. And we'll also be giving you the winner of the scarf from the last Arscast. So I know you've been hanging on waiting for 2 weeks. So the random number generator will do its thing a little bit later on. Other stuff, I think, probably. Although I'm not quite sure what. So, normally this is the bit where we do, well, what's happened since the last Arscast? Well, nothing. That's the problem, isn't it? It's been so long. This international break just seemed to drag on and on and on and on and on. And of course, our players are away and playing, and we've got some injury problems now because of that. We're without Alex Sleb for the next 3 weeks with a hamstring strain. Matthew Flamini is out for a week, I think. Gilberto is all tired because he's been flying to Brazil and back and around. He's in first class, isn't he? You know what I mean? There's no way Gilberto's in economy class. He can stretch his legs. He may not have one of those beds and stuff like they have on the TV ads where they come in and tuck you into bed and read your story and give you a cup of hot chocolate. He probably didn't have that, but he probably had a nice seat where he could like stretch his legs and they give him an old blanket and he could go asleep. So jet lag now. So if we need Gilberto against Wigan tomorrow, I think he should probably play. Given the fact he's unhappy about being on the bench, now that all our central midfielders are injured and or suspended, he'd do well to take this chance. He could play alongside Diarra in the middle of the park. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But that's one of the unfortunate things about international football, is that your players go away and come back injured. You might ask Newcastle about it. They have very, very good experience of it, mostly because they buy all these really injury-prone players. Jonathan Woodgate, for example, although he was always too injured to actually go on international duty to come back from international duty injured. But Michael Owen, who seems to always recover in time to play for England, does seem to be picking up rather frequent injuries. But then that's Sam Allardyce's problem, and any problem that's a problem for Sam Allardyce is hilarious to us. We must revel in his misery. Things that are bad for him are good for us. So stick that up your hole, Sam. I seem to have strayed rather from the point there a bit. But as the point was, there was nothing to talk about. I think it's okay. Forgivable, no? There is no beer of the week this week. It's a wine of the week. And it's some Chilean Cabernet Sauvignon. So it is. Wine glass. There you go. It's getting to that time of year, isn't it? Where wine is better than beer in the evenings. Because it's so fucking horrible and miserable and grey and rainy and cold outside. I'm not a fan of winter, I have to say. It's probably my least favourite of all the seasons. Summer being my favourite, followed by autumn, because it more closely resembles summer than spring, which can still be kind of wet and cold. Look at all those lucky people who live on the equator. Summer every day, isn't it? Although they do get a lot of rain. I don't like rain much either. Or snow. Or sleet. I quite like hail. But that's a different story. I think probably we need to get back on track a little bit here. Because we're most definitely straying off the point. Best way to do that, I think, is to talk to the man from East Lower. Hello to you, sir.
Hello to you.
It's been a rather long international break, it seems to me. Very little in the way of news. How do you keep your readers updated with all the latest and greatest Arsenal news at times like this?
Oh, well, it's simple. I just don't. I actually have barely written a word. Well, I've probably done a couple of blog entries in the last 2 weeks, in the last week. So yeah, there's just nothing going on, and you know, it's a tricky one. But I just didn't bother this time, and I've just been so soured out by the whole international fortnight, or is it 3 months? It feels like it. And anyway, it's ended so brilliantly for the British and Irish teams that I was justified in that, I think, probably.
Yeah, probably. What do you? I mean, something that we maybe touched on in previous Arscasts. This whole debate about foreign players and whether or not they're hampering the international sides, they don't really, do they?
I don't think so. I mean, I've always advocated trying to get more English players into the Arsenal team, but mm-hmm. but not at the expense of the quality. You know, and that's the thing. I think the good ones will float to the top, and I think we just haven't had any. We've had a real dearth of them, and obviously Wenger doesn't pay 10 million for a player, he can get an equivalent of 2 million. So that's pretty much how it works with Arsenal. So I think the problem with England, I don't know whether the problem's similar with Ireland, it probably isn't, but the problem with England, the players are good, but the manager was useless and he couldn't put a team together.
So, no, that was pretty much the same problem with Ireland, except the part with good players, we don't have that bit either.
Well, you've got a few, to be fair. So, I mean, I think with England, you've got good players who don't play as a team, and technically, when they're playing badly, they look a lot worse than, because they're not quite as technical, as good technically. So it was pretty embarrassing. In fact, it was horribly embarrassing to be English last night. There you go.
The international break has cost us. Unfortunately, though, we're going to miss Alex Leb, who's got a hamstring injury. He's going to be out for 3 weeks. Matthew Flamini picked up a thigh injury away with France, and he's out for a week more or less. But it means that for the game coming up on Saturday against Wigan, there's no Hleb, no Flamini, no Fabregas, of course, because he's suspended, no Diaby. Gilberto is a doubt because he's coming back late from Brazil, and Robin Van Persie is still out. So I suppose we're going to get some indication of quite how depthy the depth of this squad is.
Well, Diarra will be rubbing his hands with glee unless he stubs his toe or something like that in training tomorrow. But it's a good opportunity for him. But we've been saying for yonks, haven't we, that we've got way too many central midfielders, and they all seem to have kind of been poleaxed at the same time. So it's a good opportunity for Diarra. I can't think off the top of my head who's going to partner him, but
Danielson, surely.
Oh, probably, yeah, probably Danielson. Spurs target Danielson, is that?
Dream on.
Yeah, quite. I mean, it's a good opportunity for them, but it does leave us a little bit light there, but probably only for a week. So, and fortunately, although I don't want to tempt fate here, but fortunately it is Wigan. So, I think we'll be all right.
It is only Wigan, but then we go away to Sevilla in midweek, a game that, could decide who finishes top of the group. Sevilla playing reasonably well again. Should be a good game.
It should be a cracking game, and I'll be really interested to see what side Wenger puts out, because obviously we're through. Does it really matter whether we come first or second in the group? I'm not convinced half the time whether it does, because you've got to beat the best sides to get to the final anyway. So it'll be interesting to see what side he puts out. So and obviously Seville need the points still. So but it should be a cracking game, and I think if as long as he doesn't put out a complete team of rookies, then we've got a good chance.
Okay, December. Just looking slightly further ahead here, because it'll cross over onto next week's Arscast. December, we have got within 8 days 3 away games in the Premier League before we play our final Champions League group fixture. Away to Aston Villa, away to Newcastle, and away to Middlesbrough. Now, we mentioned before, we've had all these home games at the start of the season, and maybe that has slightly tipped the scales in our balance somewhat. This will be a good test, won't it?
Yeah, too right. It really will. But we have had a lot of home games and against sides that we'd normally expect to beat. So, but you can only beat who's put in front of you. I think it'll be a real test for us, especially because, Manu are only, we level on points, and we're not a whole load of points ahead of Chelsea, really, or Liverpool for that matter. So it's a real test. Villa away will be tough, I think, will be really tough. Middlesbrough away, I'm not so sure, that they're pretty crap. but you just don't know. And Newcastle, I think that'll be tough as well. So yeah, that's a three away games, short period of time. I wouldn't want to bet on the Villa game, but I'm pretty confident about the Borough one. And Newcastle, don't know, they're a bit of an enigma, aren't they?
They certainly are. More, yeah. I don't know quite what I was going to say there, so I won't even try. Middlesbrough, Jeremy Aliadier could come back to haunt us.
Oh, really? The ghost of Aliadier. I never thought I'd have nightmares about him, but yeah, it's the kind of thing that happens, isn't it? I've heard mixed reports about him. Some people say he's useless, and others say actually he's been, when he's been fit, he's been all right, but he wasn't good enough for us, so, you know... if he scores against us, then that's our own fault, really, isn't it?
I suppose so. I suspect, and I'm basing this on 5 or 6 years of evidence, that he may well be injured by the time.
He could easily be injured. You're absolutely right. I don't know what will be wrong next time, but hopefully something.
Yeah. Manuel Almunia, finally, Manuel Almunia is in the Arsenal magazine comparing himself to a fine wine that gets better with age. So if Manuel is a fine wine, a Rioja or a Ribera del Duero, what does that make Jens?
Oh, Jens, he's a hock.
He's a hock.
I don't know. Jens is a very old wine, but it can be extremely good. But if it's turned, you don't want to drink it.
Superb answer. That was a much better answer than I was expecting. And on that impressive note, I think we'll leave it there, because we've reached the very pinnacle of blog chatting here.
Indeed we have.
All right,
what more can one say?
Exactly. All right, talk to you soon.
I will do. Cheers. Take care.
Thank you to the man from East Lower, and he'll join us again on an Arsecast in the future, just looking at December. And we touched on it there, talking about the league games. At the start of the month, obviously, we mentioned Villa away, Newcastle away, Middlesbrough away. That's then followed 3 days later. Those first three games take place in 8 days. 3 days later, we have Steaua Bucharest at home in the Champions League. 4 days after that, we've got Chelsea at home in the league. 2 days after that, we've got Blackburn Rovers away in the Carling Cup. 4 days after that, on the Saturday, Spurs at home. 4 days after that, Portsmouth away. And 3 days after that, it's Everton away. So December not only provides a serious test in terms of the amount of games that we play, but we've got some serious opposition there, because Chelsea, we haven't beaten Chelsea in quite some time. Blackburn Rovers, you really have to think he's going to play a very, very young team in that Carling Cup game, because 2 days after the Chelsea game and 4 days before the Spurs game on the Saturday, we'll see what impact Ramos has had on them. Then Portsmouth and Everton, two very good teams. I know we did Portsmouth quite easily at home, but I can't see it being the same thing away. And Everton, as we know, are really pushing themselves into a position where they're consistently a top six side. So the month of December is going to be tiring and interesting. And you have to think that if we can get through that month unbeaten, we'll be doing very well. You would say Carling Cup, you could afford to lose that. You wouldn't be too upset if we lost it. I mean, obviously you want to win, but it's, you know, the one game of the month that you wouldn't really be that interested in. Depending on what happens, of course, against Sevilla on Tuesday night, the game against Steaua Bucharest could see us play a fairly second string sort of a team there, depending on who's fit, of course. With all those games coming up thick and fast, it could be a matter of just getting 11 players out at times, because players will start to pick up knocks, etc., etc. So we'll see what happens. But December is going to be very interesting. I'll tell you a little bit about Ole Ole after this.
Hello, this is Tony Adams again. And this week, after the destruction of English football because of all the foreigners, I have decided to write a poem about pencils. That's right, pencils. I really like pencils. So, here is my poem entitled Types of Pencils That I Like. HB 2B Charcoal pencils, grease pencils, them pencils that look like pens and you have to click down on the top of them to make a really thin bit of lead come out. colouring pencils. Thank you very much.
More poetry on another Arscast soon. Now, oleole.com, if you don't already know, is a football community website through which you can win yourself a trip to Tokyo. It's still there. If you want to click onto oleole.com and look for the Tokyo Blogging Contest 2007, you can win yourself a trip to the FIFA World Club Cup 2007, flights, accommodation, and press access to the tournament. Also, oleole.com is full of blogs and videos. It's like YouTube for football and all that sort of stuff. So do check it out if you have time. You could lose yourself for an hour or two watching football videos like I do tend to. I should know better. Interesting story now. Well, slightly interesting story. Got an email last night, excuse the clicking sounds here, from Ian Griffin, who is an astronomer and also an Arsenal fan. And Ian discovered an asteroid. Which is quite cool in itself, I suppose. However, the best bit about this is that he's managed to get the IAU, which is the International Astronomical Union, to name the asteroid after Arsene Wenger. He put his citation, he says, "Asteroid 33179 Arsene Wenger is named to honour the achievements of Arsene Wenger, OBE, a French football manager who has been manager of Arsenal FC in England since 1996. He is the club's most successful manager in terms of trophies won. In 2004, he became the only manager in Premier League history to go through an entire season undefeated. Wenger's teams are renowned for their beautiful approach to the game. The asteroid, which is between 3 and 9 kilometres in diameter, orbits between Mars and Jupiter, taking 4.23 years to complete one circuit of the sun." So there you go. There is an asteroid named after Arsene Wenger, which is pretty damn cool, you have to say. And it's unique. There is no other asteroid. There's no asteroid Alex Ferguson. There's no asteroid fucking Sam Allardyce. But there is an asteroid Arsene Wenger. Somewhere between Jupiter and Mars. Cosmic, baby. It really is. Arsene, quite literally, is a star man. Waiting in the sky. My mind, it's on the verge of being blown. So thank you, Ian, for that really, cool and interesting story. Maybe that will be the asteroid that crashes into Earth and wipes out humans, and some new species will develop, like the way the dinosaurs died out, and then humans came along, and then, you know, we'll get wiped out, and then something else will come along. I wonder what it'll be. A little too cosmic there. Before we give you a chance to win another Savile Rogue scarf and tell you who won the scarf from last week's, not last week's, from 2 weeks ago's Arscast. That sounds wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. The man in the bar is here, and he's got a player history, sort of.
He says your man over there has done it 3 times, but without Vaseline. Hello, Ars blogger again, yeah? I suppose you're looking for an old player history, are you? Yeah, well, there was I last week sitting round waiting, having prepared a huge old thing for you, a very special one altogether, and did you turn up? No, you did not. What do you mean you told everyone you weren't doing an Arscast? What fucking website? I won't be looking any of that old shite on the fucking internet. Are you mad? It's all full of fucking perverts and credit card scammers and other sorts of people you don't want to be meeting. Your man there last week was trying to get me going this thing called Facebook. Sounds like a bit of a fucking shit book to me, but apparently you can put your name in, right? And then other people can search for you. Why, what the fuck would you want to do that? Jesus Christ, it's bad enough getting rid of some folks without putting your whole information there for anyone to come along and say, that was you, wasn't it? We worked together in that thing all those years ago, and you're going, Jesus Christ, on a fucking bike, I didn't like you back then. I certainly don't fucking like you now, so cunt the fuck off with your fucking Facebook. That's what I said. So you'll forgive me if I don't be reading whatever website it is that you do. Yeah, go on then, I will have a point as by way of an apology, I suppose. Yeah, Guinness, yeah. No, I can't tell you what the special one was, because it was all prepared last week. Yeah. No, I can't do it. You can't just do it. You can't prepare something 1 week and get yourself focused. You know, you think I just come in here and just make stuff up. I prepare. the focus, the preparation, the delivery, everything is done to the fucking letter, and you not coming along last week ruined it, so I'm not going to do the special one that I did. No, no, no amount of fucking convincing me in argo-ons is not going to make me do it. No, so what do I have for this week? Right, well, I'll tell you what I have for this week. This week, we're talking about a fella that used to play in goal for Arsenal. His name was George Wood. You remember him? Yeah. He was made from 100% Swedish pine, so he was. And when he wasn't playing for Arsenal, he spent his time in the forest talking to other trees because he was the only Ent to ever play football for Arsenal. Nowadays, he stays at home all the time and doesn't travel abroad because he doesn't like planes. You get it? Plane? Wood? Ah, fuck off then.
The Man in the Bar will return on another Arsecast with another player history. Probably next week's Arsecast. Yeah. Now, I've got to say hi before I go any further to Alex Harrison Gonzalez, who lives in Seville, in Spain. But he's an Arsenal fan and an Arsecast fan. And he's of the opinion that Cruz Campo is the best beer in the world. Now, I'm quite partial to the odd bottle of Cruz Campo, I have to say. But however, to call it the best beer in the world would be stretching things a little bit. Well, quite a lot. It's not really the best beer in the world, Alex. And as you're only 13, you probably have a little more tasting to do before you can make such judgments. But hello to you, Alex, and thanks for your emails. Now, a Savile Rogue scarf, which of course is the fashion item to have. Not only the fashion item, the warm... what's the warm movement called? You know, and you buy something because, you know, it's cool and trendy. What's the war? Is there a warm movement? A thing, that, you know, a group of people that get together specifically. This thing that keeps you warm is better than that thing that keeps you warm? Or does it all fall under fashion? I don't know. It's a confusing one, so I'll forget about it. Last time, I'm going to click around here because I forget stuff. So if you hear clicking noises, it's just me. Last time, I asked you ahead of the Reading game, who were the scorers when we beat Reading 4-0 last season? The three goal scorers in that match were Thierry Henry, who scored two, Alexander Hleb, and Robin van Persie. Thank you all for your entries. And now it's time for the random number generator to do its thing. Hang on. Here we go. And the winner this week is Steve Gallagher from Watford. So well done to you, Steve. I'll drop you an email to get your details. And Savile Rogue himself will send out a Savile Rogue scarf to you. Now, if you didn't win, don't worry. One last chance, because we've had three scarves. This is the last scarf we've got to give away for the time being. All you have to do is answer the very simple question I'm about to put to you, which is, seeing as we play Wigan this weekend, who scored the winning goal against Wigan at home last season? Remember that game? They went ahead and then Thierry Henry put the ball in Kirkland's face and all that kind of stuff was going on. But who scored the winning goal against Wigan last season? All you need to do is email your answer to scarf@arseblog.com. That is scarf@arseblog.com. I'll announce the winner on next week's Arsecast. Not a huge amount else to talk about, to be honest. We've already covered the Wigan game and, you know, internationals and cosmic asteroids and spring and winter and that sort of stuff. So, without trying to stretch it out too much, I think it's probably best if we leave it as is. So until next week's Arsecast, have a very good weekend. Here's to 3 points tomorrow, and I'll talk to you all next week on the blog. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Are you the one they call Beowulf?
No, my name is Emmanuel Adebayor. Oh my god, look at you. Gold lady coming out of the water. Look at you, gold lady coming out of the water. I love the gold. Oh my god, you've got a tail. Oh, I waited all my life for a lady with a tail. I thought I met a lady with a tail one time in Thailand, but the tail was on the wrong side. Oh, this is the best day of my life. Lady with a tail. Lady with a tail. Lady with a tail.